to the Draft Doctors podcast for all of your fantasy.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. What a mighty win by the mighty Western Bulldogs, defeating Bulldogs winning 13-11, 89 to Sydney 10-7, 67. First premiership in 62 years, first grand final in 55. Steve, welcome to the show, mate.
I'm over it, Jono. It's Monday, no. And I'm over it.
12 more months.
It's like, I can't leave. I turn on the radio today and they're replaying Luke Darcy's responses. And I'm just, I don't care. I don't care. And they're showing photos of the mustachioed doctor. I don't care.
Well, I suppose the players don't care because they've buggered off to Ballarat for the day.
Well, there's nothing I do to celebrate quicker than going to Ballarat. That's nothing says champagne celebration. To a Sovereign Hill or something.
Bringing the cup to Sovereign Hill, because that's been how long it's been since we won a flag. But well done to the Doggies. And today we will be talking our thoughts on the grand final, what we thought was good, bad and ugly.
But you'd be happy, Jono. You would have, you know, I mean, I assume it took a while to, you know, you had to change your pants after
change
each
pants.
Quarter. Clean the ceiling.
Yeah. lots of Kleenex at the end. Like the last minute, was just, or last probably 5 minutes, I was just sitting there.
I know you posted a video to Facebook, and I got to be honest, I was pretty horrified.
I'm 33 years old, 31 years I've been going for the Doggies. Quite emotional. And I was there with my brother and sister-in-law, we were watching the game, and they're saying, you've won it, when they're 22 points up. And I'm just telling them to shut up, thinking they're going to curse it somehow, but it didn't sink in until Sunday morning. I had to re-watch the whole last quarter again, because just didn't believe it. It was awesome.
You didn't believe it.
I still hadn't believed it, no. Because I got pretty drunk in the end. I had 5 beers just in the last quarter.
That's a good effort. I only had 7, but...
What, in the last quarter?
No, during the day. But like I said, I did knock back quite a few the day before. I was a bit dusty come Saturday morning.
I was the same, but I thought, no, I've got to get myself up. And it just ramped up from that last quarter for me. But Sting... Pre-game entertainment. What are your thoughts on Sting?
I think they. When you're going to get Sting, you really. I mean, I'm sure the people who pay Sting to come out can go, "Hey, look, Sting, we want you to play this." And I feel like the AFL have dropped the ball because they've left out one of Sting's greatest hits. I'm just going to play it for you, everyone.
There's a hole in my heart, as deep as the well for that poor little boy who's stuck halfway to hell.
Though we can't get him out, we'll do the next best thing.
We'll go on TV and sing, sing, sing.
And we're sending our love.
How the hell did Gil not request that song for Sting to sing? Like, I was disappointed Roxanne didn't get sung.
Let's be honest, Roxanne is high. Everyone loves Roxanne.
Of course.
It's a classic. There's Roxanne, there's Message in a Bottle.
And Going Down the Well.
And Going Down the Well. But we do have to congratulate, what is it, the AFL-related Simpsons quotes page on Facebook.
Absolutely. We love this page.
That was some solid work. I would never have thought of it, but that is brilliant. If you're not following that page, please go follow it, like it, whatever. They do fantastic, some of the funniest stuff I've ever seen.
And if you're not sure what what we're talking about, it was a picture of Kent Brockman in the episode. He's trying to write a name.
That's not that.
No?
That's this thing where he's like...
I'm thinking of a different one.
Oh, that's a different one. They're all gold. There's so much gold.
But follow the page. We love it. Living End was great. And the other fella, Vance Joy. He was fine.
I don't mind Vance Joy.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Not a hipster, so no. I like good music.
Yeah, he's fine. But better than the old NRL grand final, apparently. Old Richie Sambora and some Sheila.
Look, I saw on Twitter after the NRL grand final, some people tweeting, once again, the NRL show the AFL how pre-match entertainment is done. Now,
you had some fireworks.
I'm sorry, but when you get someone in who's from Bon Jovi and it's not Bon Jovi, I don't care.
No.
As far as I'm concerned, that moment, you're a cover band. You're a cover band.
That's when I got up and walked away from the TV. I'm like, who's this? That's not Bon Jovi.
Well, I turned over and Mrs. Fizz Loves on Channel 94. There's a show where they make tiny homes, which are basically caravan. And I watched that whilst the pretty much entertainment was on.
Well, he actually hit out on Twitter today that Richie Sambora said it was supposed to be artistically, but he forgot the C. So it's artistically.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Well, Twitter has a character limit. Let's...
No. That was just the one word.
Alrighty.
But the game. Who stood out for you in the game?
The umpires, Jono. I thought Sydney would have got over. No, I'm just kidding. Tom Boyd. Tom Boyd stood over.
Huge.
Jason Johannesson stood over as a bit of a turnover king. Well done on that Norm Smith medal, Jason.
Must pay the umpires for that one.
But there was a lot of even contributors for the Bulldogs. I thought, obviously JPK was fantastic. I thought Buddy, I mean, he was limited, but he was still the most dangerous player for them.
Yeah, well, Kurt Tippett, I know he's in the ruck, but he was just nullified every time he went forward.
Yeah, it was a really even performance by the Bulldogs, and they were all over him. And it took some flashes of brilliance from the Sydney players, which they're very capable of doing, because they're fantastic players. But who did you like, Jono?
Like Grundy's work down back.
Oh, man. We spoke about it on the old Australian show.
They're proof in the pudding right there.
What was strange about it was everyone sounded shocked that he was playing so well. And we're like, well, if you'd watched the goddamn matches, you would have seen him doing this week in, week out. So, like, they had to drop Ted Richards because Grundy couldn't cover two men at once all the time. But he's fantastic.
21 possessions, 9 marks.
He's a fantastic player, and he got screwed, let's be honest.
Yeah. I thought Tom Mitchell was good, laying 11 tackles in the game. Rampy.
His goal was good too, Tom Mitchell.
2 goals to Tom Mitchell.
Well, the long one.
Oh, the long one, yep. I must have been getting a beer because I didn't see that one.
Oh, that was the one Cameron Link said he couldn't kick, and then the third row or something.
Yeah, the second quarter was a bit of a haze of red and white for me, so I just delete.
Oh, okay.
Also, like Rampy, Pickin. I had him as my Norm Smith, but...
As a bet. Or you felt like he was
And felt player. Like he was close to Norm Smith as well for me. I mean, 3 goals in the grand finals. I suppose there's 2 other blokes who did it as well. No, 3 other blokes.
Well, I thought Tom Boyd was the best for me because he...
6 contested marks.
He imposed himself on the match.
And Pickin, I suppose, did it in that last quarter only.
Yeah, well, when there was someone who needed to stand up or set the tone, Tom Boyd was the guy doing it. He was fantastic. So all the knockers of Tom Boyd can...
Get stuffed.
Well, I mean, whatever his contract is, he repaid it.
But he did. And that's where you make your name, in the final series. And I thought... The week before when Roughhead went down with that eye injury, you're taking on Mumford. Did pretty well. Like, maybe just lost, but still held his own against him.
Yeah, well, I mean, I thought Boyd was... Once Boyd went into the ruck against Mumford, I thought he was better than he won.
Ruffy. Yep.
No, once Boyd went into the ruck, I thought he beat Mumford.
Okay.
Hit-outs aside, I thought he was great.
Yeah, absolutely. And probably... point of the game where it was decided for the Doggies that Dale Morris tackle on Lance Franklin, turns it over, Boyd, couple of steps, 60-metre goal, just unreal.
Yeah, and that was the thing. They had to put an injured Buddy into the middle because he was the only player capable of making anything happen.
Yeah, that's right. And he was fantastic in that third and fourth quarter.
Yeah, and Dale Morris played a heck of a game as well.
With a broken back, mind you.
The one guy I liked on the MCG on Saturday, though, Jono, was old mate.
Old mate, the halftime sprint.
Old just picking up the lazy five
grand in the 1300 cab sprint.
Bit of quiche.
Yeah, that just, yeah, enter a comp. Yeah, I can beat an elite AFL player.
He got off to a slow start and then just said, "Oh, well, I'll try now." Yeah. A la Usain Bolt or Usain, whatever the
hell his name is.
He just powered home and gave him a cheeky grin.
But not as good as Harinder Singh, who was the cabbie who won through to the finals. He just, no. You still wouldn't do a runner from him, but he was last by about 15, 20 metres.
Well, that's okay. He's probably worth a rookie list spot next year, would you say?
He's going on the recruit now, is he?
Wait, hey, look, Collingwood needs some wheels, man.
Well, you got two blokes right there. You got Harinder Singh and old mate from
old mate. Hey, old mate. We need a forward too, so old mate could be.
We need a forward man from up in Queensland there. So
why not? Well done, old mate.
That's it. What else did you like about the grand final, Steve?
Well, I can tell you what I didn't like, Jono. How about that?
The umpiring from. By the sounds of it?
No. Well, there was one that I thought was strange, right? And this is a bugbear of mine, is when people jump for a mark, they're apparently just allowed to kick people in the head. And Sam Naismith went up for a mark, I think it was in late first, second quarter.
Yep.
And just basically went to boot Jason Johannesson in the head, and Johannesson grabbed his leg and almost trying to avoid it, and got called for
legging. Yeah,
and look, fair enough, because that's the letter of the law. But I don't like it because we've seen forwards go up and they just put their boot out into someone's back. This is dangerous, man. This is kicking.
And we even saw it in the prelim. Toby Green did it to Easton Wood. Went up for the grab and just stick the old leg out to protect the space.
Like I just don't like it. I think it's, you know, if you hold your knee up cocked, like. Fine, I'm all about, you know, that's fine, you're protecting yourself.
Mm.
But when you're going out
with a straight leg,
studs up, that's...
Well, that's a red card in the soccer.
Yeah, that's right. And it's, you know, they've had to change the rules in baseball about that. It's just a dangerous thing. And it's a bit of a bugbear of mine. I don't like it. And
we've seen it a couple of times, but I think... Once someone seriously gets hurt, that's when they're going to do it. That's the only time they will react to it.
Well, I mean, Sandy. Well,
that was a knee.
That was a knee. Yeah. But, I mean, it's a similar thing. But, I mean, it's like kicking is about as bad a thing as you can do.
Yeah.
And it's effectively kicking, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
People might call me a wimp for thinking that, but I don't know.
No, I agree. What are your thoughts on the Easton Wood tackle on Hanbury where he hurt his knee there?
Probably could have been called.
Well, the umpires did come out today and say, yeah, that should have been a free kick.
Interestingly enough, the first one, which was contentious, I didn't think the guy slid in.
The Toby McLean one?
Yeah. I don't think he slid in to get it. He went in and hands went down over it. Like, that's, for me, you know, you're not allowed to slide in to the knees.
No.
I don't think he slid in.
And there was the Dale Morris one. That, for me, was a grey area because he was going for the ball but was sliding, sort of slid at the same time. So, a bit of a grey area on that one for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's interesting because the Bulldogs should never have been there because they got reamed by the umpire. Like, GWS got reamed by the umpires and the bye got him through the first week anyway.
Yeah, gotta love it. Gil, thanks for the bye. Paycheck's in the mail, mate.
Would you say, though, this final series has been better? I know there's been... We could look back in 5 years and this could be the complete outlier year. But I love that it's less predictable because the top four didn't just walk through.
That's exactly right. What was it? Probably two games that were blowouts.
And you wouldn't have predicted it.
I didn't really predict the Sydney-Adelaide game being like that.
I didn't think it would be like that.
And also the Geelong Sydney prelim. I did not predict that.
Didn't think it'd be like that either.
But the only game was the North Melbourne Adelaide. We all knew
they
were cooked.
Yeah.
So two games that you didn't predict were going to be blowouts. Were blowouts, arrest, fantastic comps. The bye works. yeah, okay, the Bulldogs have won it, and if we didn't have that bye, probably would have been first week, no worries. But every team has got a chance. And
but it's not like the Eagles were going to...
go on a much...
Well, we're going to win it, I don't think.
No, they've had that hoodoo against Hawthorn at the MCG.
But... I mean, they've got some of the, like, Nick Nat's out. Like, I don't think they're going to win with Nick. I didn't mind it. You know, I see both sides, Jono. I see people of going, course. Hey, we finished top four. We should get all the rewards. Well, but then...
if they won in the first week, they certainly did, but...
Well, you know, but... like, you understand what I'm saying?
Like, I do, yeah.
Well, you know, it's a war of attrition the season, and you shouldn't get a break to freshen up and all that. But then the other side, it creates better
drama. Contest, yeah.
Better TV, because let's face it, AFL's reality TV these days. you don't think it is?
No, it is.
It basically is, but they want the ratings viewings, they want the storylines, the narratives that sells papers, that gets people watching, and it did.
And did. It was one of the highest rated grand finals, one of the highest rated final series in history. Yeah, I'm for it.
So, you know, I mean, congratulations, Western Bulldogs. What do you think about the old heart melter?
Bevo giving the medal?
The medal gift.
It was a nice gesture, but all this talk of striking a new medal for Bevo. No.
No, you can't do that.
No.
No.
There's 22 blokes on the field and one for the coach. I actually thought they gave them out to the emergencies as well. That's not the case. So 22 blokes who participate in the game and the coach. That's it. Yeah, love Bob Murphy to have been out there to get a medal of his own, but don't go striking another one.
Actually,
because then it wrecks it.
I don't... Yeah, you can't do an extra one.
Yeah, because it diminishes the gesture of what Bevo did.
But I'm one of the people who believe that everyone who played a game should get a medal.
So, similar to the American sports in NBA style?
Similar, because they give all the coaches and all that. I'm not...
all the staff and everything.
Yeah, I'm not for that. No. But I think anyone who played a game, I think you've contributed to the season.
Well, absolutely. Well, I think the coaches should... all the assistant coaches, because they might have come up with
No.
What, so it's all the head coach's master plan gets them over the line?
I don't even know that the coach should get one.
Wow, controversy. Wow.
Well, he didn't play.
But he masterminded the players into do something. He might have switched something up.
Eh.
So he's got to have... that's why I thought the assistant...
oh, then you could say, oh,
the bootstrapper.
Yeah, man, without his bootstrapping ability, it would have been
the way he puts that plaster tape on him.
Yeah. No, mate, when I was coming into the MCG, that bloke who held the door open, if he didn't hold the door open, I could have busted my hand.
Look, 22 on the day, it's been going on for 100 years.
I understand that, but then you get the situation. Like, my issue is that if you... everything that happens during the season contributes to the premiership.
That's true.
And, you know, then you can talk about the exceptional circumstances. Like, was it Derek Kickett or
one who
played every game and then got dropped for the grand final?
Yeah.
That's garbage. Tell me he didn't contribute to that team in a meaningful way. And think about it like this. If they all say that the bottom six of your 22 is... who wins your premiership? You got to have the best bottom six. If the guys below them aren't pushing up for the spots...
they're going to go elsewhere.
Well, no. My point is that people can slack off.
Yeah.
Like, their spot's not in jeopardy. If you're... like, Bulldogs won the VFL as well.
That's true.
The AFL players, their spot is always under threat from Matt Suckling or...
Lin Jong or Hrovat, Honeychurch.
Yeah, exactly. All these guys. Kobe Stevens. All these guys, they contributed in one way or another... whether it was on the field, pushing, or in the case of Bob Murphy, maybe leadership around the club during the year. All these things contribute to your premiership. To say, oh, it was just these guys who did it on the day, that's, to me, that's nonsense.
Do the Western Bulldogs win the premiership if Bob Murphy doesn't do a knee?
I don't know. Probably, maybe. I don't know. It's pretty old.
It is old, but... you think about it.
I don't know.
Does that romance and fairy tale happen? You know, we're doing it for Bob, blah, blah, blah.
Well, I don't know, because the problem... they probably would have won by more, because they would have had... you know, they might not have had the ball in Johansson's hands, and they might have just gone to like a Bulldogs player.
Yeah, Bob Murphy with his silky skills.
There you go,
hit the target.
Johansson just blasting away. Hey, where are you, buddy? Let me kick it to you for a while. Just
come straight back in. Straight back.
Let me, haven't had a touch in a while. Put it down your throat. But, I guess you could say the assistant coach. But to me, look, I'd be okay with the head coach, but I feel like the players who played a match should.
Yeah.
To me, they contribute.
Even if it's just one game or...
One game.
Okay.
Because then, you're talking cut-offs. No, you can't talk cut-offs. It's okay. Either got to be
all in or nothing.
Or nothing. Yeah. And look, I don't mind how it is.
Yeah.
And I think I saw an article from Cameron Mooney that he thinks Bob Murphy will probably give it back.
I'm sure he
will.
Which
I'm sure he will.
Yeah.
And that's how it'll go. And it's a nice gesture and all that.
Yeah.
My heart didn't melt, though. Jesus
Christ. Nah, mine did. Nah. It was a nice gesture, but I thought at the end of the day, after they've got off the grog, back to work, Murphy will come to the office, here's your medal, Bevo, back to business.
Something like that.
Yeah. Anything else with the game?
There was something, but I forgot what it was. Bob Murphy's pretty ugly dude.
Leon Davis Award?
Oh, my boy. Oh, boy.
I'm just going to go get a drink and let Steve come off a long run up on this one.
Well, he won, so Leon Davis didn't win.
He didn't win his own award.
No, he didn't win the match.
No, that's true.
Jake Stringer won the match because he's a match winner.
One goal.
Wait, is the match all over? Can I do something now? Is that how it works?
Pretty. No, well, the match was still there to be won. It was to put us 7 points up. So one goal, 12 disposals.
I don't know. I don't like talking about...
Yes, you do.
Look, Jono, you know me. I'm a very positive man. Don't like hanging people out to dry.
Much.
Like, you know, I love every player. Jesse Horrigan's one of my favourites. He could go goalless for 12 weeks. That's fine.
Kick a big bag of five.
He could get half his goals in 3 matches for the year. That's fine. Love him. What a star. What else is there, John? I was a bit disappointed, actually, at the IGA. Up the street, they didn't have hot dogs rolls, but it turns out they did. I just didn't see the bloody things because they weren't in the goddamn bakery section. They were just on some random display over near the 12 items or less aisle.
But wouldn't you have gone past that?
No, you don't, because it's the furthest. The 12 items or less aisle is actually on the far wall. So you don't have to walk past it at all. And I didn't. I just went to the first available register. And I had these bloody Turkish rolls. Because, John, I'm a hot dog man. I'm not a pie man.
I'm a pie man.
I like pies for breakfast. I don't eat pies in the afternoon.
I have my party pies.
Well, that's okay, I guess, if you're at a party. Were you at a party?
With my brother and sister-in-law?
That's not a party.
That's football.
Was there an infant present?
Yes.
There's no party. But what was...
I'll party on my own.
I'm a hot dog guy. I like hot dogs. And so I went to the IGA to get some hot dogs and some rolls, because you got to put them in the rolls. And the only rolls I could find were Turkish bread rolls, which, you know, are delightful on their own, but not with a hot dog. It's not.
No.
But anyway, I bought them and ate it, and it was...
An experience?
It passed the test, because it was a hot dog in some sort of... wheat-baked product.
It was bread.
But then I went in the next day and I found the bloody hot dog display for the buns down near the thing. And I was livid, Jono. I was livid.
I just would have bought some more and had some more hot dogs.
Well, we've had some hot dogs today. Because I bought more than... I couldn't cook them all because I was disappointed.
The amount of processed meat in your stomach as well.
Well, I do enjoy a regular movement. And I think too many probably inhibits that.
It does. I found out that the hard way, having my salamis and prosciuttos and...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, and dips and chips.
What else is there, John? Was there anything else? Was there anything else that caught your eye?
Two players that didn't was Callum Mills and Jared McVeigh.
They came under fire.
Yes.
Dan Hanbury didn't do much.
No. Gary Rowan?
Well, it's not...
It was a sunny day, that red hair.
No, but look, I mean, like, we can hang it on Jake String a bit. These guys who play an uncontested game, it's very rare they're going to have massive influence.
Especially when it was a very contested game.
But it was always going to be like that.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The best they could hope for is like a 9-possession, 3-goal game.
Gary Rowan, 1 possession, 1 goal, 5 possessions.
Yeah, see that.
6 tackles, though.
And that's what you're going to get. Like, they're going to have to tackle to have any influence because they're not contested ball winners. That's not their game.
No.
You know, people hang it on Leon Davis. It's not his game. It's.
No, you're going to have your outside players and you're going to have your inside players.
When it's a real arm wrestle like that, you're not going to see, you know, small forwards have 16 touches and kick 4.
No, but I did feel for Benny McGlynn.
Didn't have a great day, John.
Didn't have a great day, but what is it, 3 grand finals now that he hasn't won?
Well, he's on a team still.
For how much longer?
He'll be around.
You reckon?
I don't know, maybe. I don't want to.
We'll save that for our trade show.
When did the listings come out?
Well, they didn't have any grand final celebrations after the game, the Swans. They cancelled them all.
That was a bit sour, wasn't it?
Very sour.
I mean, even the Storm had a thing.
Yeah, they were the crown today and had a bit of a soiree, but no. We lose, we're going home.
Take the bat and ball. And
they didn't even have one back in Sydney. They cancelled that one too.
Take the bat and ball. And
Tommy Harley drove that. And they're like, no. Once we said if we lose, we're not going to have it.
Tom Harley. Maybe he needs to take some. Does Swiss make an antidepressant?
Probably.
There you go. I hate Tom Harley. Man. Just gives me the irrits. Yeah. Don't know why. Yeah. Just... Hey, I'm Tom Harley. Buy stuff because I said so. I'm Captain... those old Geelong bastards. Like, seriously, Cameron Ling. Just... What a homer. I call you a homer. Cameron Ling's the worst homer since, like, Luke Darcy.
Well, Cameron Ling was getting all the Tom Hawkins reference in there about Tommy Boyd. Oh, this is a coming-of-age game.
I know. Like, he goes, oh, this is like Tom Hawkins 2 years ago. Tom Hawkins, when he'd been in the league for 12 years.
And done what?
Exactly.
What do we got coming up, Steve?
We got a lot of great shows coming up, Joe. I think next week, people are going to...
It's going to be a fun one.
If people out there are still listening to this show and you hate us, if something happened where... Look,
we've given you some bad advice. We've made a call on a player that we thought was going to come out of the box or what.
We put our necks on the line here, Jono.
We do.
We
stand by what we say.
We do. Sometimes we really should just back away from it slowly, into the hedge, Homer Simpson style.
Absolutely.
But yeah, next week is our "You Guys Suck" show, where we go through. Look, we're gonna have to pump ourselves up a little bit at the start of the show. We're gonna have to throw a few "We Got This Right."
Just calls. I'm envisioning my head right now. Episode of The Simpsons when they're giving out free Krusty Burgers for every gold medal in the 84 Olympics. I just see myself Homer dancing when that boxer gets knocked out.
And then it's going to rapidly descend into how bad we got things wrong. I'm still going through the archives.
Bit of a sneak peek.
There's a bit of Matt Lobe in there.
Ooh.
Someone might have hitched their trailer to Christian Salem.
Ooh.
KK? Might be some KK in there.
Ouch.
That'll be fun. I think it's going to be fun. We're going to get stuck into each other about how horrific our calls have been.
And there's been plenty.
There's been some bad ones along with a lot of good. Let's be honest, John. Yeah. A lot of good.
And we've also, with Trade Week starting up next week as well, we've got a bit of Trade Week talk. We've got some early hype train where... Basically, we're just going to talk about guys that we're really keen on drafting next season. And what was the other one we're going to do? The
don't draft.
The do not draft. Yes, one of our Twitter followers sent that in. So if you do have any ideas for a show that you might want to hear, send them in and we're happy to do it.
Yeah, we got a lot of fun shows. Once those trade weeks are over, man, it is just...
Barren.
It is all... No, well, it's all steam ahead for next year's draft.
Well, that's true, yeah.
So we've got a lot of fun things coming up. We've got the potential to have a really big listener league situation going on.
Yep.
So stay tuned for that. If you're looking for some fun leagues, there's a lot of improvements around the draft doctors this year, Jono.
Absolutely. And interviewing for a third doctor at the moment. So if you would like to... website. We've got the website coming up. So if you'd like to contribute articles, write us a piece. You can send that over Twitter or by email to thedraftdoctors@gmail.com. Or you can hit us up on Twitter where we are at thedraftdoctors. Or send us a private message on Facebook where we are thedraftdoctors...
Facebook forward slash draft doctors. People know how to use goddamn Facebook, Jono. I keep telling you every week. Just say we're on Facebook and we're the draft doctors. That's going on the show next week. You suck. Damn it.
That just about wraps it up for this week, I think, Stevie boy.
Thank Christ. No more Bulldogs talk.
Oh, there will always be Bulldogs talk.
Oh, I'm so over it.
For 12 whole months.
For when? Who won?
12 whole months.
All right.